Good evening. Tonight's shiur is dedicated Leilui Nishmas Pinchas Nechemya Ben Tzvi Hirsch. The Neshama should have an aliyah.
Tomorrow night.
Yahrzeit Av.
Bluma Bas
Yisrael. The Neshama should have an aliyah. This Shabbos is Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. And tonight is Tesvav Mar Cheshvan. We reached the midpoint of Mar Cheshvan, the day when the moon is complete, as the Zayar calls it, Kaima Sihara Ba'ashlamusa. And in Sefer Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, we read about the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, that we mentioned here many times, that occurred in the month of Mar Cheshvan. And that rebellion, it would seem from the Psukim, was tonight, was tomorrow, Tesvav. Yeravim ben Nevat, says the Pasuk here, pushed off Sukkos, however he did it, from Tesvav Tishrei to Tesvav Mar Cheshvan. Vayas Yeravim Chog, v'achodesh hashemini, v'chamisha osa yoyim la'achodesh kechog, asher b'Yehuda. That means today, tonight, he pushed Sukkos off somehow from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan. Vayal ha'amizbeach, he set up idols. This is the tragedy known as Chalukas Malchus Beis David, the split that began here, and the Pasuk says that it's till today. The Pasuk says, Vayivshu'u Ad hayoyim hazeh. Vayivshu Yisrael beveiz David ad hayoyim hazeh. Ad hayoyim hazeh always means until the end of time. This rebellion against Malchus Beis David, which basically is the split in Klal Yisrael that has caused a lot of suffering till today, the Machloikis in Klal Yisrael, which began in Chodesh Hashemini, in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul, Mazel Akrov. Akrav is the Oisius Kera Beis, as mentioned, it's split into two. Kera Beis, Klal Yisrael was split into two. And when they rebelled against Malchus Beis David, they didn't only rebel against David, they rebelled against the Beis HaMikdash and against Yerushalayim. As the Psukim tell us here in Sefer Melachim, they were upset with Rechavam, not going into all the details here. This was all Min HaShamayim, it was an Einish. For David, it was an einish for Shlomo. It was an einish for various chatoyim that there had to be a chaluka that really dates back to the split between Yosef and the brothers. In fact, the Megala Amukah says that one of the reasons why the brothers wanted to kill Yosef was because they saw coming from him Yeravim ben Nevat, who's going to rebel against Malchus Beis David, and they considered Yosef a rebel as well. Yosef was going against Yehuda. Yosef is taking away the Bechayra from Reuven. They consider Yosef a loichem and a moired in Malchus Beis David. So it really starts in Parshas Vayeshev in the story with Yosef and the brothers. But here's where it happens, and as the Bnei Yisoschus quotes from Rav Menlo Rimanov, that's why there are tzaros in Mar Cheshvan, because of this event that occurred in this month. And that means, as the Bnei Yisoschus talks about, and others for him that deal with this, that Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is the month to be mesakein the split, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, and as mentioned, that Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is begematria Malchus Beis David. So what exactly is Malchus Beis David that we have to be mesakein? And the parsha of Vayera, which is the parsha where Malchus Beis David emerges, it starts in Lech Lecha, Behu Yoshev, Bisdoim, Loit, lives in Sedoim, Bisdoim is Rosh HaTevis, Soid Malchus, Beis David, and as the Gemara says in Yevamos, Tafayin Zayin, Motsosi David Avdi, Veheichin Motsosiv Bisdoim. Where is David HaMelech found in Sedoim? The Malach says to Loit, Vayoymer hi molet al nafshecha. The Malach tells Loit, save yourself. Get out when you still can. Himolate. Rescue yourself. Vayoymer himolate al nafshecha is begematria Malchus David Ushloimai. From that story, from the most unlikely, unexpected which is the story of Lot and the daughters, who would think that from such a story would come Malchus Beis David? But that's where David HaMelech is rooted, in that story that we read about in Parshas Vayera, which is why a Malach had to come when Sodom was destroyed to save Lot. One to destroy Sodom, Gavriel, and either Raphael or Michael, Machlokes, which we spoke about extensively in previous years, went to save Lot in order to bring out Malchus Beis David and eventually Melech HaMashiach and the Geula. And this Parsha is called Vayera. Vayera means, and he appeared. Vayera means, and he revealed himself. Vayera is revelation. So this Parsha should be a Parsha of total revelation. In this Parsha, Sodom is destroyed. There's Ruach HaTumah Avir Min Ha'aretz. That's the metaphor for the time when there will be no more evil in the world. Hafikha Sodom. This Parsha is where, as we just mentioned, Malchus Beis David emerges. And that's, of course, the Geula. When the Geula comes, Malchus Beis David will be restored. The Atara will be restored, Liyoshna, as the Rambam says in Hilchus Malachim. And we read about Leidas Yitzchak, the birth of Yitzchak, the birth of the firstborn Jew, which Leidas Yitzchak represents, Bias HaMashiach, Ki Yodua. So Parshas Vayera is the Parsha of Revelation. And it comes after the Bris, after Avraham Avinu, at the age of 99, performs the Bris, Vayera Elav Hashem. From now on, as the Sfarim make note, Hashem no longer has to appear to Avraham Avinu, because Hashem now is always with Avraham Avinu. After this, it never says Vayera again. Till now, Hashem would appear to Avraham Avinu if he had something to tell him. Here, he appeared to him merely just to appear to him. And as Rashi says, Levaker es Achayla. There was no specific tzivui or dibur here, just Vayera El of Hashem. Avraham Avinu is zeichet to his galus, to revelation. Ha'avais heinein ha-merkava. He no longer falls on the floor, as we read in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayipol al-ponav, Vayichala daber itay. When he's not circumcised, he doesn't have the ability to withstand the shechina. But now he can. Now after the bris, he's on a totally different madrega. He's now Avraham. And so he experiences Vayera. But at the same time, we have in this parsha the last of the 10 tests that we spoke about last week, the Asar and the Siyonais, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, the Omad Bechulam, according to one interpretation, Omad means that he davened, Ein Amida Ela Tefila, he davened before every test that he should pass every test. And Avraham Avinu passes every test, but the final test, the one, the Elohim Nisa es Avraham, the one where the Torah tells you straight out that it was a test, the Nisayon HaAsiri, the Nisayon HaAkeda, is at the end of this parasha called Vayera, and the Chayera, the entire Nisayon, was a concealment, because Nisayon is not revelation. When there's revelation, there's no test. When you know the outcome, or if you know you're being tested, and you feel the divine presence with you at all time, you're not in a matzav of nisayon. Nisayon means there's concealment. V'ho Elohim nisa es Avraham. As the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, this is many, many Svarim, so to remember, to enumerate all of them, they all talk about the idea of v'ho Elohim midas hadin and teva. Elohim is not the name of Hashem associated with revelation. The name of Hashem associated with revelation is Vayera. Vayera Elov is Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei. Vayera Elov, Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei is the name of Hashem associated with revelation, with Gilui. Iskeli, Iskeli, Vayera is V'Iskeli. V'ho Elohim Nisa es Avraham. And if we look closely at the Akedah, we'll notice that at the beginning, it only says Elohim. V'ho Elohim Nisa es Avraham. Then the pasuk says, "Vayelech el hamokim asher amar lo ho Elohim," and then later, "Vayavayu el hamokim asher amar lo ho Elohim." Up until "Vayikach samachelus lishchayt es benoy," he's about to slaughter Yitzchak. When he passes the test, "Vayikru elov malach Hashem," Elohim becomes Yudkei Vavkei, and from then on, except in one place. From then on, it's Yudkei Vavkei. Vayikra Avram Shem Hamokim Hu Hashem Yireh, Behar Hashem Yeroeh, Vayikra Malach Hashem El Avram, Binishpatin Hashem. It's Yudkei Vavkei, the rest of the story, because afterwards, revelation returns. But the Nisayon HaAkedah was the epitome of concealment. In fact, it starts off with the word Vayehi. Ein Vayehi El Loshon Sar. What's the pain? So, I saw in Divrei Shlomo, he says, Divrei Shlomo is from the previous Bab of the Rebbe Zatzal. They just came out recently with a sefer with his Torahs. He says very beautifully that Avraham Avinu could have blacked out of his mind, which he was able to do bechlal, as we spoke many times. He didn't think. He wasn't thinking during the Akedah, because if he would think too much, he wouldn't have been able to do it. He had to black his mind out of the whole thing, so he shouldn't have any questions, the steerist and all the contradictions here. Kibi Yitzchak Yikari L'chazara, and then Kach Esbinchas Yechidav Ha'aleh Sham La'Oilu. So he's not thinking. So he could have also blocked out of his mind any thought of that he is actually shechting his son. He could have had in mind that he's shechting an animal. Like when he shechted the ram, he had in mind that he was shechting Yitzchak. And as Rashi says, that he every detail of the slaughtering and the burning of the fat and the sprinkling of the blood, he was doing it with intent as if he's actually doing it to Yitzchak. So he could have, while shechting Yitzchak, had in mind that he's shechting an animal. Try to forget that it's his son. No, Vayehi Loshon Sar, he says. He kept the entire time he was in pain. He wanted that it should remain. No, I'm shechting my son. Yes, and the one that I love, and the only one from Sodom, the one that I was promised after so many years. Vayehi Loshon Sar. He had Sar. That's why the test was so powerful. That's what shows us the tremendous love that he had for Hashem. That despite that he was in a tremendous tsar, but his love for Hashem overruled. And he was able to be kaivesh himself to do the akedah, despite that he was having tsar b'shas maizah. So, l'cha'ira, the akedah, you would think, would not be in a parasha that's called Vayera, because the akedah was not a revelation. Hashem took away all the madrigas. The Baal Shem Tov says that whenever a Jew is tested, they take away from him all his madrigas, especially tzaddik, and they lose all the madrigas. They no longer feel that Hashem is with them. Vayaras hamakom meirochik, as all the svarim say, that he saw Hashem from a distance. It was meirochik nirali Hashem. It wasn't this experience of hashras hashchina. Eventually, after the test is passed, so then revelation returns. But the akedah was a tremendous nisoy and a tremendous chashchus, which, when Avram is first told to do it, and this makes no sense, and as mentioned last week, it would ruin his entire Baal Tshuva movement, his legacy. He's going around telling everyone that we don't slaughter people, and here he's going and doing it to his own son. With all the questions, with all the contradictions, tremendous concealment. So that's what a Nisoyan is. And that's why this Nisoyan is a metaphor to the Nisoyan of Ikvesid, the Mashiach, the time that we're in now, the last Nisoyan, right before Bias HaMashiach. But today, too, we have experienced in recent years revelation, because we're getting so close to the Geula, Vayera, many Simone Geula, many Nisim V'Nifloys that Klal Yisrael has witnessed in recent years. Yet, this tremendous concealment at the same time, because as we approach Bias HaMashiach, which comes behesach hadas, despite all the simonim, and it looks like it's any minute, and it's imminent, and everything that the Gemara said, and the Chazal and the Drashim tell us are going to happen before Bias HaMashiach, all happened already, and we see a worldwide simonim that we're getting very close to the Geula. But at the same time, it's the Akedah. At the same time, it's V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Avraham. At the same time, it's Vayehi Loshon Sar. At the same time, it's Vayaras Hamakoyim Meirochayk. Vayaras Hamakoyim Meirochayk is B'gematria Ikvesa the Mashiach. In Ikvesa the Mashiach, in the time we're in now, in the time of Akev, which Akev, the Akev, the heel, has no feeling. It's, as the Avos Rabbi Nosson says, it's the Malach HaMavis of a person. The person has in his body everything that exists in the world. So where does a person have a Malach HaMavis? In his heel, the Akev is referred to as the Malach HaMavis Sheba Adam, because there's no feeling down there. That's why you're able to walk on your feet and it doesn't hurt. It's dead. That the bottom of the foot is dead. And our generation is sort of like dead. We don't have the feelings, the hargoshos, the gaguim, what they had in previous generations, the liman hatoira of the previous generations, the avodas hatfila of the previous generations, the ava v'yira of the previous generations. So we are the Ekev, but at the same time, we are the generation that's going to experience the Geulah Mi'etzah Hashem. So it's Vayera, but it's the Akedah at the same time. That's why this parasha very much represents the time that we are in now. So tonight we'll focus on the Akedah. We've spoken many times in previous years about the first story of the parasha with the three Malachim, and about Malchus Beis David, the story with Lot, and Hafich HaSadoim. So we'll concentrate and see what the connection between the Akedah and other details of the parasha have to do with the time that we are in now, especially now it's the midpoint of Mar Cheshvan, the month of Mar Cheshvan, the month of Akrav, which as we spoke in previous weeks, it's, as the Tikkuni Zohar says, Okar Bayis. What does it mean, Okar Bayis? The Akrav, the Klipa of the Akrav, the Tumah of the Akrav, wants to uproot the house. We gave interpretations in the previous weeks what that means, but perhaps there's another depth to Okar Bayis, which is connected to this week's parasha and the month of Mar Cheshvan. We mentioned what the Chartkeva, who was an einikel of the Rishna, Reb David Moshe, I believe, Reb David Moshe of Chartkev, Zchus Yagan Aleinu, said that Akrav is the acronym Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Koinam. That's very cute, and it's very nice, and when someone hears that, they smile, like when you hear a nice remez, a nice gematria, and then we move on. But does anyone really stop to think, what does Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Koinam have to do with Akrav? What does a scorpion have to do with Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Koinam? And clearly, when Sadiqim spoke, they didn't make jokes, and they didn't just say things that were cute. And if a tzaddik says that Akrav is Rosh HaTevis Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Koinam, then it means that there's a connection, a very powerful connection, and something that we can learn from, that Akrav is Rosh HaTevis Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Koinam. So what is that? In the story of the Akedah, we find a pasuk that requires explanation. The Akedah is Mole v'godesh, to say the least, myriads literally of Perushim. There's no end, it's infinite, the Perushim on the Akedah. This story, which we benefit from this story, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, as Rashi says, Vayikach es ha-ma'acheles. Ma'acheles literally means knife. Why is it called ma'acheles? According to one pshat, Rashi says, She'Yisrael oichlim matan schora. We reap the benefits, Miloshen achila, from this act of Avraham Avinu. And we are able to also go through our Akedah, because every person, says the Noam HaLimelech, says the Moreh Naim, that every person goes through their 10 tests in their lifetime, which means every person has their own personal Akedah. And we're able to pass our Nisyonis, because Avraham Avinu already paved the way for us. And especially that the Akedah is the, it represents the last test, the final test, right before the Geula. Tests in Emunah, as mentioned last week, which our generation has to confront tremendous nisyonos when it comes to Emunah. And here in this story, which is always read on Rosh Hashanah, and as we speak here many times, the Kriya is Me'ira D'Zman. This Shabbos is like Rosh Hashanah. It's like we're back to Rosh Hashanah this week. We go back in time. It's like another, that's Rosh Hashanah again. And as we spoke already for the last few weeks, that we extend Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan, that's the goal. We shouldn't forget what we said Rosh Hashanah, what we davened for Rosh Hashanah, the atmosphere. We shouldn't forget what we felt like on Rosh Hashanah, the Yiras Shamayim that we had on Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, the effects of the Shofar. So this Shabbos, we revisit Rosh Hashanah because we have both the Kriya of the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day, this Shabbos, specifically the Akedah. The Beis Yosef says at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim, that one should say the parasha of the Akedah every day. There's a special Ribbono Shel Olam and also a Lekeinu V'Lekei Aviseinu that we say before we say the parasha of the Akedah and after the parasha of the Akedah. And as the Prisha quotes from the Poskim, two reasons why. One is to remember Schus Avos, and the other to give us Koyach, to be machnia our Yetzer. We can humble our Yetzer, we can be koivish our Yetzer when we read and actually delve into this story. And this is the Shabbos where we can get that from, because this is the Shabbos of the Akedah. This more so even than Rosh Hashanah, as mentioned, that when you read something in the Torah, then it's, let's say, for example, that which is read on a Yom Tov. So in Torah, that the Yom Tov now is this week. And this week is Rosh Hashanah more than when it's actually Rosh Hashanah in a certain way. As the Chakal Yitzchak, Hashem Yinkaim Domei, was killed in the Holocaust, writes in his Sfarim, that when we read a topic that's read at a different time, let's say Parshas Boi, you read that which is read on Pesach, that's more Pesach than when it's actually Pesach. Because when it's Pesach in Zman, it's in Teva, but when it's Parshas Boi, it's Pesach in Torah, which is Lamailam and Azman. So in certain ways, this Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, Lamailam and Azman. It's Rosh Hashanah in Torah, in certain ways. So in the parasha of the Akedah, we have a pasuk here where the pasuk says, the Malach told Avram Avinu, do not harm him. Al tishlach yodcha el hanav yal tas loy me'um. Don't do anything to him. Ki ata yodati, ki yerei elokim ata. Now I know that you are God-fearing. V'lo chasachta es bincha es yechidecha mimeni. You haven't withheld your son, your only son, from me. So there's one major question on this pasuk. L'cha'ira, the nisayon of the Akedah was to bring out the tremendous love that Hashem, that Avram Avinu had for Hashem. Avram is known as the midah of Ahava, the midah of Chesed, Zera Avraham Oihavi, as we read in the Aftorah last week from Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem. Chesed le'Avraham. So why does the Malach say to Avraham, now I know Yirei Elohim Ata, that you are God-fearing. Where do we see Yirah Shamayim here? If anything, we see his tremendous love for Hashem. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol mo'edecha. So for Avram Avinu, it's even b'chol bincha. It's not, he loved Hashem with everything, even ready to give away his own child for Ahavas Hashem, for Hashem. So the Chayir, it's more of an act of Ahava rather than Yira. And another question that the Mefarshim is, what's Ata Yodati? Ata means now. Yodati means I knew. Now I knew? You say now I know, not now I knew. Similar to what the pasuk says by Yisroi, Ato Yodati ki God Hashem Mikol Elohim. There Rashi says, Makire Hayisi L'She'ovar the Achshav B'Yoser. And I always knew there was a God. Now even more, or like in last week's parasha, Hinei No Yodati ki Isha Yifas Mareot. I always knew you were beautiful, but now even more, because now we come among those who are not beautiful. So now your beauty really stands out, as Rashi tells us in the previous parasha. So what's Ato Yodati over here? So the Pashtus, it means Hashem didn't know till now. Hashem doesn't know till now that Avram is the Yori Shamayim. Hashem says, Yadati, I always knew. But now it really came out. Now you really revealed your Yirah Shamayim. But what's the Yirei Elokim? If anything, it should say, Ati Yadati, that you are an Oyhev Hashem, rather than a Yirei Elokim. As the Keren LeDavid, who was the brother of the Arugas HaBoisem, asks this question, and also the Hamek Dover, the Netziv, this week's parasha, asks the same question, and they both cannot say the same thing. The Keren LeDavid and the Hamek Dover, they say very similarly, that it's really, we see in the rest of the pasuk, the lechasachto es bincha es yechidecha mimeni. And Rashi tells us over here, ki ata yodati, now I have what to answer the umayis ha'olam. But before that, Rashi says that Avram Avinu finally spoke. Afareish lefanecha esichasi. I have a question. Yesterday you told me, ki b'yitzchak ikari lecha zora. Then you told me, take him and slaughter him. Now you tell me, don't. So like, what's going on here? So Hashem tells him, I never changed my mind for one second. I never said, shachtehu, ela ha'alehu. So you did that. You brought him up. That's what you had to do. Now bring him down. Now, as we spoke once before, Avraham Avinu asked no questions while he was going to the Akedah. We find by Maftir, by he acharei advarim ha'ela, when he returns from Har HaMoriah, he's maharher. Oy, ilu haya b'ni shachet, kvar haya haylech b'loy bonim. So haya li la'asiyah yisha. Avraham Avinu is having questions here. He's having hirhurim. Why didn't he have these hirhurim at the time of the Akedah? Rashi makes note, b'shuvay mehar ha-moiriyah, because during the Nisayan, he shut off his mind, as we mentioned. He was meisiach das, total emuna. He was able to shut off his mind. One has to be on a very high madrega to be able to do that. And that's how he went to the Akedah without any questions. But as soon as the Nisayan was over, so he opened his mind, so now all the questions emerge. So now his questions come out. The Nisayan, he passed already. But the Keren LeDavid says, the fact that he actually was willing to shecht, was able to shecht, was about to do it, that shows how much he loves Hashem. The fact that he doesn't ask any questions, that shows that he's a Yarei Shamayim. Because when you do something for someone that you love very much, you'll do anything for them. But if they tell you to do something outrageous, outlandish, crazy, you have no problem looking at them and saying, I love you, I'll do whatever you want. But can you explain to me, like, what is this all about? Someone you love, you can ask those questions to. But if you're afraid of that person, you don't ask any questions. Or in this case, Hashem. Avram had a very, very good relationship with Hashem. And he had tremendous love for Hashem. But at the same time, he was a Yorei Shamayim. And this proves it, because he did not ask Hashem while he's about to do it. He could have said, Hashem, I'm going to do whatever you tell me. But what about Kibi Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazara? That's a legitimate question. He could ask that. Hashem told it to him. He's just asking, like, how is this going to work out? I'll do it, but how's it going to work out? Here comes the Yira. So this story brought out, it revealed not only Avraham Avinu's love for Hashem, but his unbelievable Yira, his unbelievable fear for Hashem. You didn't withhold your son. In other words, you went ahead and did this without asking anything. The questions first come afterwards. Till now, he didn't ask anything because he shut off his mind. He didn't ask any questions. The Panim Yafai says an amazing thing here. The Panim Yafai says, he says, it was a bigger test, the MS, to see why Avraham Avinu does not shecht Yitzchak than why he is going to shecht Yitzchak. Meaning, when he went to shecht Yitzchak, we know he cannot be doing it for any personal reasons. He's not doing it for any personal benefit. It's kulay l'shem shamayim. Why else would he go and do this? There's no personal gain. But when the Malach, when Hashem says to him, no, don't do it. So what would be the normal reaction of most people? A sigh of relief. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to do it. Oh, you don't want me to do it. Oh, I won't do it. But you're not refraining from doing it because Hashem told you not to do it. That's the reason. You're doing it kulei l'shem shamayim. Or you're doing it because you're not doing it, in other words, is because you're so happy that you don't have to do it. So there is some personal gain here. Of course there's personal gain. He's gaining his son back. So the Pasuk is saying, it's me many. The reason that you withheld and did not shecht Yitzchak is because of me, not because of you. You didn't do it for any personal gain. That's a tremendous insight that the Panim Yafai tells us here. That it comes out that Avraham Avinu's Ahava and Yira are revealed more when he refrains from shechting, because here you see, why is he refraining? He's only refraining because Hashem told him not to. Because he really would have done it. He was about to do it. That's why we see afterwards he runs to the ram, and he lets it out on the ram. That enthusiasm, that excitement that he had, he was all psyched up to do this, so he had to let it out on the ram. That shows that he really was going to do it. It wasn't like that he wouldn't have done it anyway. He would have gone into shock, as we spoke once in previous years. So here we see that this Nisayan was to bring out the Yira of Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu was an oyhev. Beteva, Avraham Avinu was a kind, loving person. You see this with the guests at the beginning of the parasha. You see his Ahav of Hachnasas Orchim. You see how Bechlal, he's a person that goes out to teach people. He has Makarev. So a person who's Makarev has to be a loving person. A person that's a pachad person, a person that's yira, cannot usually deal with kirev rechaikim. That's why the Chiddush Yerim says, what happened to v'yes ha-nefesh ha-sha'osu b'choron after Avram passed away? He says they left, because Yitzchak wasn't like Avram in that respect. Yitzchak was kolu babayis. Yitzchak was the midah of yira v'fachad. So Yitzchak wasn't this big makarev rechaikim, so they left. They didn't stay. He wasn't that charismatic, charming personality like Avraham Avinu was. So Avraham was chesed. That was his midah. So we have to test him with the opposite. He's tested with yira. He's tested to see if he's able to also do an act of yira, an act of pachad, which to shecht Yitzchak, you have to be a person of pachad rather than a person of ahava, because a loving person cannot do this. So for Avram, this was a tremendous test. Just like when Hashem tells him to listen to Sarah and to kick Yishmael out of the house, that also required, that was also an asoyin, because in order for Avram to do that, he had to be mislabesh in the midah of Yitzchak, which is gevura. You need gevura to be able to shech the Yitzchak. You need gevura to be able to kick out of Yishmael. But Avram's not gevura, he's chesed. So ato yodati ki yireya lekim ato. The mere fact that he was able to take a knife and he'll be able to do this, so he enveloped in himself, he was mislabish with the midah of Yira, so he becomes like Yitzchak, and Yitzchak over here becomes passive, so he becomes like his father. They bring that from the Ari HaKadosh, that Yitzchak says to him, Vayayim Yitzchak Avram Aviv, Vayayim Avi, Vayayim Hineni Bini. Yitzchak says to Avram, I'm like you now, and you're like me now, because you are doing an act of Gevura. I'm just staying here and I'm not doing anything. So I am becoming like you, you're becoming like me. And that's the intertwining of the midos. Chesed is nichlal in gevura, and gevura is nichlal in chesed. So what comes out here is Avraham Avinu is told by the Akeda, which is the Mokim HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is right here. The Beis HaMikdash is being built here. Yerushalayim is being built here. The future Yerushalayim, the future Beis HaMikdash, is because of what happened here. Avraham Avinu designates this as the future Mokim of Avodah, as the future Mokim where Jews go to become instilled with fear of heaven, to develop Yirah Shamayim. Where does one get Yirah Shamayim? From the Mokim HaMikdash. Because Hashem told him here, Yireya Lekim Ata. We don't find in Chumash anywhere else, till now for sure, that Hashem tells anyone, you are a God-fearing person. So where does Hashem say, you are a God-fearing person? He says it to Avraham Avinu, on the Mokum HaMikdash, which is the Mokum of Yira. Yerushalayim is Yira Sholei. Interesting, we notice different parshiyos have many times phrases that are said over and over again in the parsha, as if that's the theme of the parsha. And you don't find that in other parshas. In this parsha, we find at least five times the word yira, a word that's associated with fear, and in the Haftarah as well. I don't think any other parsha in Chumash has as many times the word with the shoresh yira as this parsha, parsha's vayera. Even though vayera does not mean yira, vayera means appear, well, that there is a connection there too. We find it first. Sarah denies that she laughed. I didn't laugh. Why? Why did she say that? Ki yoreya, because she was afraid. So here we have a word, yoreya. We go further on in the parasha. We come to the story of Lot. So it says in the pasuk that the Malach told Lot to flee. Maher himalei shama, as mentioned before. Flee, leave the city as fast as you can. And go to the mountain. And the pasuk tells us, and here's in the story where it talks about the formulation of Malchus Beis David, Lot and his children, Lot and his daughters. Lot goes up from Tsoyar, and he settles in the mountain with his two daughters. Ki yorei lo sheves, but he was afraid to live in Tsoyar. Again, the word yorei, fear, he's afraid. Then we come further, we have the story of Avimelech. And here it says that Avimelech took Sarah, and they were all plagued with a disease. They couldn't use the bathroom. And the pasuk says, Vayiru ha'anoshim ma'od. The people are very afraid. And then in that same story, when Avimelech says to Avram, why didn't you tell me? Avram answers, and this is the only time you find this phrase in Chumash, Ki amarti rak ein yiras Elohim ba'mokam hazeh. There's no Yiras Shamayim here. Yiras Elohim, we find in Mishlei, other places in Tanakh, but in Chumash and Chamishachim Shei Torah, Yiras Elohim, as it appears here, this is the only place that it's found. You move on. You have, as we just said, by the Akedah, Ato Yodati Ki Yorei Elohim Ata. So you have five times. Yoreya, Yorei, Vayiru'u, Yiras Elohim, Yerei Elikim, and then in the Haftarah, which this is always the Haftarah of Vayera, because Vayera is always in the middle or towards the end of the month, so it's never Erev Rosh Chodesh, never Rosh Chodesh, or any other event that we wouldn't read the Haftarah. The first Pasuk talks about the Navi Ovadia, Ki Avdecha Haya Yorei Es Hashem, right there at the beginning. Your servant, meaning Ovadia, was a God-fearing man. Yorei Es Hashem. The fact that we find the word Yira so many times in this parasha, and the fact that the Akedah brings out Avram Avinu's Yira Shamayim, because Ahava we know, but as we mentioned before, the different interpretations, there are many interpretations to explain that Ki Yirei Elikim Atah, but we want to make a point here, indicates that that's what we have to be busy with now, with Yira Shamayim, because that's what the Akrav wants to uproot. The Yira Shamayim, the first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, is the day that we get our Yira Shamayim. Bereishis Aleph B'Tishrei says the Zohar HaKadosh is Oisius Yorei Boishes. Yira and Busha, the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch, the Tur and the Machaber, both talk about how a person has to always feel that Hashem is with him, even in private, and we have to Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and Yira Shamayim, how important it is, and Busha, not Busha from people, but Busha from Hashem, Yorei Boishes, that's the beginning of it all. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Without Yira, there's nothing. Yira is the precondition to everything. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Lamed Aleph, even a person who's a Baki B'Shas, V'hoye Emun HaZitecha, Chosen Yeshua is Chochmas V'Do'as Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzoroi. If he's a Yorei Shamayim, very good. If not, there's nothing. Yiras Chetoi has to be Koidemis L'Chochmosoi, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Toira has to come with Yira. That's why it says Lama'an Tira. Tira is Begematria Toira. Toira with Tira, with Yira. Toira has to lead to Yira Shemayim. It has to be learned with Yira Shemayim. And the goal is Yira, and the beginning, Reishis Chachman, Ekev Anova Yira Hashem. It starts with Yira, it ends with Yira. How do we end Kehelis, which we just learned on Cholam Ha'itzukis, Soif Dover HaKoel Nishma Esho Elohim Yira. Ves Mitzvahis of Shimar, Ki Zeh Kol Ha'odam. HaKol B'dei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yira Shamayim Ve'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Olekecha Shoyel Ma'imach Ki'im Li Yira Es Hashem Olekecha Es Hashem Olekecha Tira. Yira Shamayim is one of the cardinal, one of the main, one of the six mitzvahs Tamidiyos that a Yid has to have. And in Chodesh Tishrei, we are zoicha to a glimpse, at least, of what Yira is. Especially on Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah instills a fear. In fact, one of the goals of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to instill yira of a pachad, that a person should always be afraid to go against the will of Hashem. So in Tishrei, we have Yira Shamayim. Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, is the base Hamikdash of time, as mentioned, the Yerushalayim of time. Yira Shalem, L'man Tilmad Li Yira Es Hashem Aleikecha. One of the reasons we were Oyler Regel, we go to Yerushalayim, we go to the base Hamikdash, in order to derive some Yira, to get some fear, because the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, is always trying to get us to forget. He's always trying to distract us, and especially in our time, the distractions are, there are so many multiple distractions today that for a Yid to be a Yorei Shamayim B'Shleimus is a very difficult thing. You know, there's something that we really have to work very hard on. And in Tishrei, at least we had help. We had a Rosh Hashanah, we had a Yom Kippur, we had a Sukkot, we had the month of Tishrei, Hashras, Hashchin, etc., as we spoke about. But as soon as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, comes the Akrav. Akrav is Okar Bayis, Okar Beis Hamikdash. The Klipa of Akrav tries to uproot, tries to get us to forget, tries to get us to totally, to delete, as we would use today, to delete everything that we experienced in the month of Tishrei. So the Akrav is, the Klipa of Akrav is to get rid of the Yira Shamayim, like Amalek. The Lo Yorei Elohim, Asher Korcha Baderech Vayizanei Vecha, Ata Oyei V'Yogea, the Lo Yorei Elohim, as Rashi says there, means Amalek is not a Yorei Shamayim, and Amalek tries to instill that into all of us, and that's the Klipa of Akrav, and that's why in Mar Cheshvan, the Avodah is to continue to be afraid, to continue to extend that feeling of Yira that we experienced, that we were zeichet to in Tishrei, in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Not allow the Akrav to get us to forget that. So as we reach the midpoint of Mar Cheshvan, What are we learning about in Parshas Vayera? The Torah reiterates the word Yirah here over and over again, with the word Yiras Elokim, with the Akedah which brought out the Yiras Shamayim of Avraham Avinu, Ata Yodati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. And with this we could understand what the Chartkava meant, when the Chartkava said that Akrav is Rosh HaTevis, Oisim Be'ema Ritzayim Kainam. It's not a joke or a cute word that makes us smile and then we walk out. Oisim Be'ema Ritzayim. The way to counter the Akrav is by the Rosh HaTevis Akrav, to do the Ratzon of Hashem Be'ema. Be'ema means Be'ema B'yira. B'yira V'fachad Noideh L'shmai. Continue with the Yira Shemayim. Don't let it cease. Don't let it cool off. That's what the Akrav wants. That's what Amalek wants. And we should cool off. He tries to be Makarer, like last week we spoke about Makara the Amuna, and also to be Makara the Yira Shamayim, and everything that we gained in the month of Tishrei. So comes Parshas Vayera and tries to bring us back there again. A tremendous chus that we have Rosh Hashanah with us again this week. You forgot about the Yira Shamayim of Rosh Hashanah, so now we're reminded in Mar Cheshvan, in the month of Akrav, that Okar Bayis, Re'ei Beis Chadavid, that's what the followers of Yeravam ben Nevat said to Rechavam when the split began. They said, Ein lanu chelek be'David ve'loi nachala be'ben Yishai. And they said, Re'ei Beis Chadavid, which means they rebelled against David HaMelech, they rebelled against the Beis HaMikdash, they rebelled against Yerushalayim. That's when Yeravam ben Nevat set up idols in Don and Beersheva. There, the Psukim talk about it, in the Psukim that we mentioned before, in Malachim, this happened now, Tesvav Mar Cheshvan, in this month, in the month of Akrav, Okar Bayis, literally, that's what he did. He was Oikar the Bayis. He got Klal Yisrael to leave Yerushalayim and go somewhere else instead. He set up guards, Prudisio, he says, the Gemara says, at the end of Tainis, preventing them from being Oyla Regal, till Hoshea ben Eila, that no one was able to go to Yerushalayim, unless you were part of Rechavam's Mucha, which was hardly anyone, because most of Klal Yisrael at that time followed Yeravam ben Nevat. And perhaps this could be the reason, Agav, why the Shvatim threw Yosef in a pit with scorpions. Because they held that Yosef was Okar Bayis. They held that Yosef is guilty. Vayove Yosef as Dibosam Royal Aviem. So what does Yosef want? He wants to be Oikar Malchus Beis David. He wants to take over the Malucha for himself. And they saw Beruach HaKodesh, that Yeravam ben Nevat was going to come out of him, as the Megala Amukah says. And he was Oikar Bayis. So that's why they threw him into the pit with akrabim. It says mayim ein boy avul nechoshim the akrabim yesh boy, as an oynish for being oikar the bayis. And the emes says that it happened later on. Yeravam ben Nevat ended up doing that. You see, the Ruach HaKodesh, Yeravam ben Nevat, who was a descendant of Yosef, who as a result of him, Yaakov didn't want to give a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, as we read in Parshas Vayechi, ended up on this tragic event of Nechlika Malchus Beis David, the Merida and Malchus Beis David, happened via Yeravam ben Nevat, was a descendant of Yosef. Yosef himself says later on, Esho Elokim ani Yorei, I'm a Yorei Shamayim. Because Malchus Beis David, the purpose of Malchus Beis David is to instill Yira Shamayim in Klal Yisrael. We see this when it comes to the union of Malucha, Soim Tosim Olecha Melech, Shetehe Eimosoi Olecha. What's the purpose of having a Melech? So we should be afraid of the Melech. So we're supposed to be afraid of a person. Because by being afraid of him, we'll be afraid of Hashem. Because what the Melech is supposed to do, a Melech Kosher, is supposed to bring the people closer to Hashem. So the Pasuk says here, V'hoysa imay v'korabay kol yamei chayav, he has to write a second Sefer Torah, L'man yilmad li'yira es Hashem aleikov. The Melech has to be the greatest Yorei Shamayim. That's the purpose of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is to instill Yira Shamayim. That's why Ein Yeshiva Bo'azora, says the Gemara, El Lamalche Beis David Bilvad. The only ones that are allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash are descendants of Malchus Beis David. That's why Yeravam ben Nevat did not want them to go to Yerushalayim. Because since he knew that, he was afraid they'll see Rechavam sitting and him standing, they'll have more reverence for Rechavam than for him, and they'll leave him. So he didn't want them to go to the Beis HaMikdash for that reason. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum of Malchus Beis David. And the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum of Yira. Bereshis is Reish Bayis, as it says in Zohar, like Yorei Boishas. Bereshis is Reish Bayis. Bereshis is Barashis, that's the Shitin, that's the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, hinted in the word Bereshis, which Bereshis is Yorei Bereshis, Aleph B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah B'Gematria Beis HaMikdash, that's Tishrei. And when we leave Tishrei and we go into Mar Cheshvan, there's the danger of Akrav, of Okar Bayis, where the Beis HaMikdash, the rebellion against the Beis HaMikdash, the Akira actually happens, Krab Beis, Okar Beis, Okar Bayis. How do we counter that? If we continue to serve Hashem with Yirah Shamayim, the same Yirah Shamayim that we had in Chodesh Tishrei. Yirah Shamayim began in the time of Avraham Avinu. The Tanchuma says in Parashas Lech Lecha, a very interesting Tanchuma. The Tanchuma says in Parashas Lech Lecha, V'yes ha-nefesh asha'osu b'choron she'limdom Yirah Shamayim. That's what the Medrash says. The Tanchuma says that Avraham taught his generation Yiras Shamayim. And now we see, Ata Yodati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. Avraham Avinu was a Yorei Shamayim, and he instilled that in his followers. Because Malchus really starts with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, we read last week, V'hu Choyhein Le'el Elyoin, Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalim, Hoitzi Lechem Voyoyim, El Emek Shoveh, Hu Emek Amelech. Avram was appointed Melech. After Avram conquered the four kings, they gathered around him and they designated him as the Melech. So he's sort of like the first of Malchus Beis David, even though he wasn't, David comes later. And Avram instills, he uses his Melucha, he uses his power, he uses his fame to bring them closer to Hashem and to become God fearing. Yirah Shamayim. So it starts with Avraham Avinu, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham, this bigamatria, Yirah Shamayim. Avraham Avinu's midah is chesed, his midah is emunah, but it's also Yirah Shamayim. And whatever Avraham excelled in, that's what we have to end the galus with. B'chol chosmen v'loy bahem, as we mentioned last week, what Rashi says, v'heyei b'rocha, that even though we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, how do we end the first Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei? Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham, Becho Chaismin, the Loi Bohem. Tell us the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Divrei Yisrael, and many, many of the great tzaddikim, the followers of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, who said that the Chasima of Golus will be with the Midah of Avraham, not with the Midah of Yitzchak, not with the Midah of Yaakov. Not to say that we don't learn, we don't daven, but he says the ikir is chesed. We see in our generation the explosion of chesed. There has never been a generation so much tzedakah, so much chesed, like in our generation. Because there's opportunities, there's more money, whatever it is, there's also more need. So there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of chesed in Klal Yisrael now. There's a lot of Torah as well. There's tremendous Avodah in Torah. But the Torah of the previous generations was still greater. The Avodah of the previous generations was still a lot greater. But the chesed of our generation probably takes the cake. The chesed of our generation is beyond. That's the chasima, the end of the golus. Mashiach will come in the schus of Avraham Avinu Zavod, which was the chesed. And not only chesed, emuna and Yirah Shamayim. Avraham represented many things. So this parasha of Ayera, the parasha of Revelation, which ends with the Akedah, which although the Akedah itself was a nesoyin and part of it was concealment, v'ho'elikim nises Avraham, v'ayihi loshen tsar. But that revelation, that concealment leads to a tremendous revelation. And there, and Avraham Avinu is revealed as a Yorei Shamayim, and that's when Yerushalayim is designated, that's when the Beis HaMikdash is designated, and that's when Hashem gives the bracha of Kivorech Avarechecha, v'har ba'arba es zaracha, v'yirash zaracha es shar oivav, v'hizbaruchu v'zaracha kol goyei ha'oretz. And as Ramban says, that this is a haftocha, that even if Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam, do not deserve the Geula, they will be redeemed anyway. We once said, this is hinted in the words, Bayoimer bi nishbati ne'um Hashem, that Hashem swore to Avraham Avinu, and the Ramban says that's the Geula. So those words, Bayoimer bi nishbati ne'um Hashem, ha-begematria, Misham yekabetzcha Hashem alekecha, u'misham yikachecha. That's kibbutz goliyos. That there will be a kibbutz goliyos, that there will be a geula, that there will be the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David will be restored. The Gemara says that when Malchus Beis David will come back, no one knows. It's one of those seven concealed events that we don't know when it's going to happen. Mosai Malchus Beis David Chayzeres. So it'll come back in an oifen of Hesach Hadas, similar to what we said, that the Gemara says that Akrav Metziah, Akrov, and Moshiach will all come, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Zayin, Tzadik Zayin, that Akrov, Moshiach, and Metziah all come Behesach Adas. And perhaps it's a remez. Akrov is Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Metziah is Matzasi David Avdi. In the most unlikely of all places, where is David? In Sidoim, as mentioned before, in the heap of garbage. Where is the diamond hidden? The diamond is hidden on the bottom of the garbage heap, as the Svarim give the mashal. Where's David HaMelech? In Sidoim. The most unexpected place, that's the Metziah, Matzasi David Avdi. Moshiach will come unexpectedly. Akrov comes unexpectedly. Akrov is Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month in which, as we said, that the Yalkut Shemayni says that the third Beis HaMikdash will be Nischanech. The third Beis HaMikdash will be dedicated. In the Schus of our battling the Akrov, battling all the detractors, all those who are trying to distract us from Yirah Shamayim. In our generation, that is a very, very big issue. The lack of Yirah Shamayim, all these distractions keep us unfocused. It's very hard to stay focused with all of these distractions. It's very hard to remain connected to Bereishis, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Rosh Hashanah, because of the klipa of Akrav that we have to deal with, especially in our time, in the Akev of time, which in the word Akrav you have Akev. In the Akev of time, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, which corresponds to the Nisayan of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu already passed the test for us. Avraham Avinu already paved the way for us that we should be able to counter the Akar bias of Emuna and the Akar bias of Yerushalayim. Because Avraham Avinu prevailed, even though the Satan tried to stop him. The Medrash tells us that the Satan tried to put many, many obstacles in the path of Avraham Avinu. The Leif Simcha writes that all the Madregas that a person has when he's being tested is taken away from him, except for one thing, he says, Yerushalayim. Hakol b'dei shamayim, chutz b'yirushamayim. Yirushamayim, you develop on your own. Hashem doesn't give it to you. So Hashem will take away all the madregas that he gave you, but Yirushamayim he won't take away from you. And that was revealed here. All the madregas of Avraham Avinu were taken away, but he remained the Yirei Shamayim. Atu yadati ki yirei lekim ata, says the Leif Simcha. The Yirushamayim didn't go away from him. In fact, the Yirushamayim now became outward, very revealed, especially as we explained before, the idea of him not asking questions, and the fact that he refrained from shechting Yitzchak l'shem Shemayim, this all proves ki yirei lekim ata, v'lei chasachto es binchas yechidecha mimeni. So that's the avodah in Mar Cheshvan. This is the practical, down-to-earth avodah in our time, in this month, is that we continue what we try to accomplish, hopefully accomplished, all the resolutions, everything that we said that we're going to do in Tishrei. We're now a month already after Sukkot. It's already, tonight's Tesvav, so it's already 1 month after Sukkot, 6 weeks after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then Bechasdei Hashem, we encounter Rosh Hashanah again. Hashem gives us back Rosh Hashanah. We have the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah. We have the reiteration of the parasha over and over again about Yirah. Rak ein Yiras Elohim b'makom hazeh. By Avimelech, there's no Yiras Elohim. Even though it says Vayiru Ha'anoshim Ma'oi, that's not real Yira. They're afraid for their lives. They're afraid for themselves. They're not afraid of Hashem. So we have the Torah is telling us, but by us it has to be yes, Yira Salikim. The Yira that we have should be not from anything else other than from Hashem, other than not doing the Ratzon Hashem. That's the only thing that we should be afraid of. And in that sechus of our strengthening in Yira Shamayim, strengthening in our Emuna, passing the tests, the Nisyonis of our generation, fighting the Akrav, the Okar Bayis, who wants to be Oikid the Yira Shamayim from Klal Yisrael, will be Zoycha to the Ikar Bayis, to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that will be in Ischanech in the month of Akrav, in this month of Yerach Bul is Rosh HaTevis, V'shavu Bonim L'Gvulam, says the Shar Yisachar, Yerach Bul Rosh HaTevis, V'shavu Bonim L'Gvulam, we come back to our Gvul, we come back to Yerushalayim. Even though after Tishrei we left Yerushalayim, we left the Beis HaMikdash, we came back. We come back this week. We're now by the Makom HaMikdash. We're now in Har HaMoriah. Avraham Avinu now reaches his final destination. Holoich v'nosoya hanegba. He's been traveling south ever since he entered Eretz Yisrael, where the goal was, as Rashi says, to reach Har HaMoriah. The Har Hashem Yeiro'eh, the Gematria Mazel Akrav. Mazel Akrav turns into Bahar Hashem Yeira'eh, which is the Makom HaMikdash. We come back to the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned once, a year ago or 2 years ago, the Arugas HaBoisim says in Parshas V'zayis HaBrachim, the brother of the Keren, the David that we spoke about before. He says that by Yaakov Avinu it says that he left Eretz Yisrael and he went to Choron. And he passed, the Gemara says he passed the Makom HaMikdash, but he decided not to daven there because his father and mother told him he has to go to get married, so he has to go to Choron as quickly as possible. So he went there. When he got to Choron, he realized he made a mistake. And he said, how could I have passed the Makom HaMikdash and not daven there? So he turned around to go back, but he didn't have to go too far when suddenly he encounters the Beis HaMikdash by Yifka Bamokim. So the Beis HaMikdash came to him. So the Arugas HaBoisim asks, that's a very nice story. What do we gain by learning this? Like, what's ever going to happen to us? He says, yes, we can experience the same thing in time. Tishrei is over. Some of us perhaps passed, let it pass, and we didn't really utilize it properly. So if a Yid has remorse, even in the middle of Cheshvan, he says, what did I do? How could I have passed such a month? How could I have let Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur go by and not really use it seriously? Is there any hope for me? And he really means it. Hashem will bring it back for you. This week, he brings it back. In Parshas Vayera, it comes back. Rosh Hashanah comes back here. The Beis HaMikdash is here now. In fact, this is where it starts. Malchus Beis David is here, despite that this is the month in which the rebellion took place. But where does Malchus Beis David begin? Dafka here in Parshas Vayera. We have to be misaking that which we lack in this month, that which we lost in this month, the avoid, that's the avoid to restore it, to build it, to rebuild it, to reconstruct it. May we do so. May we be zeicha to all the brachas that Bias HaMashiach and his galus of Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi coming down and the restoration of Malchus Beis David, where once again Yerushalayim will Vaharichai biyiras Hashem. The pasuk says in Yeshaya concerning Mashiach, Vaharichai biyiras Hashem. Mashiach will be a Yorei Shamayim b'shleimus. And every Yid will be a Yorei Shemayim b'shleimus, and every Yid will have Shleimus and Amuna and in everything, and we will be Zeichet to that immediately. And this month, Mazel Akrav should turn into the Mazel of Iker Bayis, and may we be Zeichet to that immediately and spend this Shabbos Vayera in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, in the Mokum of the Akedah, together with Avram Avinu, with the Avos, and with all the Tzaddikim, and with all of Klal Yisrael.